Now, you know, there were a lot of people with us from all over the world. And I found types and types of people, sick people. You know the types of sicknesses, the mental sicknesses. I came across an alim from Pakistan, Maulana Sahib from Pakistan. Now he found that there's something wrong with it, all these things that are going on there. Because you see, in Iran, if a person is lecturing, you know, like as I have been lecturing here, suppose it was an Iranian audience. When I use the word Khomeini, the whole thing stops. The whole audience of a million, they will begin, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Three times. Every time the word Khomeini occurs in a talk, three times they must send durood on our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But during the course of the lecture, if the name Muhammad occur, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then one time, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, once. When the name of the Prophet occur, one time durood. When the name of Khomeini occur, three times durood. So the Maulvi Sahib, he says, man, you know, look at these people. Look at them. What kind of Muslims these are? When the name of the Prophet comes, they send durood once. And when it comes the name of Khomeini, they send durood on Khomeini twice. I said, what do they say? What do they say? I want to know from the Maulvi Sahib, what do they say? This durood on Khomeini. This Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. I said, who's Muhammad? Khomeini? Since when was he? Who named him Muhammad? You know, but the sickness, can you imagine a learned man, but you know, the minds are so prejudiced. You are looking for force. Aha, you know the Shia people, you know, when they make salat, he said, you know, they have a piece of clay. So, it seems like something shirk they're doing. They're worshipping the piece of clay. So why don't you ask them? Why do they use a piece of clay? What is the logic behind it? You see, the first time when I experienced this, it was in Washington, D.C. The Iranian students there, they invited me to deliver a talk to them. And it was Isha time, men and women, the boys and girls, who were studying in America at the time, we made salat. And of course, everybody was given a piece of clay tablet. I felt a little uneasy. So I put it aside and I made my salat with the Iranian students. And I wanted to know more about this thing. Wherever you go, they carry it in the pockets. So the logic of this clay is this, that we are supposed to make sujood on Allah's earth. We say, going down, with the forehead touching the earth, we say, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. We say, touching the earth. We say, there's nothing wrong with that. If I describe this, what you are touching, according to the Shia, the way it is programmed, is not earth, is the carpet. And the carpet is man-made. You see? So, he wants to be true to that expression. He has been programmed from childhood that we must touch the earth. And what earth can be better than the earth from Karbala? Now, this is the logic. He's not worshipping the thing. But now, this is something we always make fun and mockery about the Shia. But on my way out from Tehran, in the plane, across the aisle, there were a couple of Shia. One of them, he took out from his pocket the clay tablet. And Allahu Akbar, you know, he performed the salat. We see some of our brothers, you know, they sit down and make salat in the masjid. And when he finished, he gave this to his neighbor and he did the same. Of course, this is for us a big joke, is it not? Huh? But imagine, we were dozens of Sunnis on the plane. Out of the dozens of Sunnis, only one young man made the salat. And that wasn't me. That wasn't me.